So in this episode, I want to talk to you about the importance of being still sometimes. Sorry, just my brain just went. What happens is sometimes in life we're given the gift of space and time, which means we create space from people. And you will see that play out in different ways. So sometimes you're destructive, sometimes you just lose your shit, and sometimes you have a panic attack, or sometimes you just had enough of everyone else's crap. So you create whatever the drama, whatever the tool or whatever the motivation, it happens. But you've done that, you've created the space, which is great. Just before you create that space, you'll be agitated. You'll be annoyed, you'll be exasperated, tired, moody, depressed, you want to be withdrawn. There's so many emotions that come from, just before your actions. And, in a weird way, it's your subconscious kind of trying to get you to act. So never feel shameful for your behavior if you've kind of want to create space, right? And it's the same with time. Most of the time when I speak to people, they're like, oh my God, I've lost my job. Oh my God, been made redundant. And oh my God, like there's delays. And I always say to people, like, those delays are there on purpose. Those delays have been created so that you can get space and time and you can understand what's going on, right? And, in those moments, it's so important to just allow the space and time. And allow the keeping still, Those times are periods of growth, Those periods of separation are periods of growth as well. So it's like, if you think about an endangered species, right? What do we do with them? Well, if we grab them in time, we tend to stick them in a zoo, profit off it. But generally, we're putting them in a zoo so that we can protect them and then we can breed them. And the same with plants. When a plant is suffering, I separate it from the other plants. I put it in a new bed by itself, isolate it, and help it grow and create the right ecosystem. And that is all that's happening with you. So when you feel like you're separating yourself, you may blame yourself and go, oh my God, I'm so depressed. What's going on? Actually, no, what's happening is the universe or God or whatever you want to reference it as, it has gone, right, we need to pick you up and we need to put you over here on the naughty step. Feels like the naughty step, but it's not the naughty step, it's your own separation, and you're being separated for a reason. And it's to help you grow, We have growth spurts where you will find you become so irritated by the people around you. And you become so let down by the people around you. I mean, I noticed it when I was starting to do this psychic stuff. Like, I've always done the psychic stuff, but it was when I was getting popular. And even now, it's been detrimental to my friendship network because all of a sudden they were treating me like a commodity. They were treating me like, they'd say, oh, tell me something, tell me something. And of course, I trusted them. They were my friends. And then I'd realize, oh, okay. So then they were passing it on as if it was their own. So, there's a destruction that has to happen so that you act. And then you might feel like you're alone. And sometimes you might think, God, I've lost everything. Is that a bad thing? So in that time of space and time where you're given isolation, you're being isolated for a reason, you're being protected so that you can grow fully, put the right roots down, establish yourself, and then you can start befriending again. I see it with when relationships have come to an end. People are like, oh my God, like they've all taken, my other half's side. And friends that I've known for years, I thought they were going to stay in contact with me, but they haven't. They're playing both sides. And I think, remove yourself, isolate yourself. Be by yourself, develop as your own person. There's a reason why that relationship is broken down, because you didn't like it for starters. And then the friends that come with it, well, they were fake as shit. And they were like weak because the relationship was weak. So actually, your ego is making you hold on to these things that aren't real. But it's the isolation that will ultimately make you see that. So just allow these things to die. Let them go. The more you try and hold on to them, it's going to be a disaster. Just let these things go. Release. Allow. Allow these things and feelings to dissipate, A couple of years ago, I had a really strong chat with myself, and I was like, look, I'm very friendly. And I was surrounded by a lot of people. I had a big friends network. But none of them were good. They were like quantity over quality, right? And there was a couple of events that had to take place. So obviously I had my operation, and none of them really gave a shit, even though I was in really bad shape, really, really bad. And COVID, I found myself constantly in the queue of the post office, sending out these parcels, making sure that everyone else was okay. I didn't get one. And sometimes the universe has a weird way of making sure that the snakes reveal themselves, and the universe will make sure that you get hurt so that you act. So many times the universe will be like, look, there's a clue here, there's a clue here. And you go, oh, no. Well, it's better to have these people than no one, right? And well, it's better to be in this than not be in this. And the universe is like, no, not really. So what we're going to do is we're going to make sure that this person hurts you. So next time you think, my God, why did God or whatever let this happen? It's so that to wake you up. Everything is a lesson, everything. So never feel bad. Just let it happen, let it go. And you're going to have areas where you're being isolated for a reason, and that's because you're an endangered species. And you need to develop and grow into the divine vision that the universal God had in mind for you, right? So next time you feel like you have no job, no friends, no family, nothing, just be like, oh, I'm being bred for something great. I'm being lined up for something great. So they're creating space from the snakes. This is great. Enjoy it. Because if there's one thing that you want to do when you're in this world is to be extraordinary. Always aim to be extraordinary. Extraordinarily kind, extraordinarily nice, but oh, can't say it. Extraordinarily fierce as well. Kind and nice doesn't mean access at all times, and it doesn't mean you get to treat me like shit. It means I'm holding my own, and it's an absolute pleasure to be in my life. And something that you need to aim for. So the universe has to isolate you so that you dig deep. The universe has to isolate you so that you engineer yourself into this extraordinary, endangered species. I knew I was going to struggle with that word. I can't say it. So it's like, don't worry about it. Just chill. When I started getting rid of people who just constantly talk, it was just take all the time. And I loved giving, so there was a kind of contract there without realizing it. But the minute I couldn't give anymore because I was in hospital, well, I mean, that's when I got dumped. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, really? When I'm not giving, you just go and take from somebody else. I was surrounded by sharks, yeah. And now what's happened is I've started to enjoy the silence. I've started to enjoy the barrenness of my life. Really starting to enjoy it. But underneath all of that and the subterranean text of all of that, what's started to happen is that I've started to operate differently and I didn't realize. And now I've got, my clients really, really care. And a big shout out to Tony in Australia, actually. I woke up the other day and I had the flu and I felt really like shit. And I looked at my phone. And I was like, oh my God, I got a bit of money come in. Like, what the hell? So I messaged her on the Instagram, right? Because she's a client. And I said, did you just give me some money? And she did. And I thought, how cute is that? And, I get donations, I get gifts and things. And it's because I have lined myself up with a better quality of person who actually appreciates me. And, that thank you so much. That is so nice. Because I give. And she said, I want to show my appreciation. And that's what happens. You will be around the same type of person, and then something will happen. You'll be hurt deeply, and then you remove yourself, and it's a chance to recollaborate. It's a chance to re-engineer. It's a chance to redirect. And if you can get comfortable with the silence and comfortable with the emptiness and just sit there and allow a new energy to come into place, that's when you know your life is going to change. Be careful of the ones that don't give you space. Be careful of the ones who create a lot of noise and chaos. Be careful of the ones who are just like strangling you and, making you feel like an infant. I had a friend who I just had to cut off because she came round when I first moved in and she was like, "Oh, you don't want to be doing this, this, and this." And I was like, "How old am I? Nine?" Like, it was really condescending shit, because I live opposite like a football thing. "Oh, you want to be doing your curtains?" No shit. I had no intention of getting undressed in the evening and leaving my curtains wide open for the hundreds of people over there. And I realized that I can't remember the word, it's a really great word, infantize. I mean, there's a way better way of saying it, but it's basically the art of someone making you feel like an infant. Infantize you. Infantize? It's something like that, right? Infant, but ties, yeah. I don't know. Why am I butchering this? I don't know. But, I realized that she was really hard to get rid of because she was so clingy and her narrative and her intentions was to reduce me down to this quivering wreck so that I needed her. I don't need shit, right? And now, because I have this space and I've had a good couple of months to kind of really, collaborate with myself mentally and emotionally, and I've got rid of all these very condescending people who treated me like a baby. I've realized that actually my strengths are a lot bigger than these people really realized or allowed me to see, So when you're giving the gift of space and time and you're giving the gift of being irritated by someone, it's exposure. So many times we can go running to the doctors and say, "Oh, I don't know why I'm so hypersensitive." Maybe you're not hypersensitive. Maybe you're just going through a period of being incredibly irritated by the wrong people. I used to sit opposite someone at work and she was ever so nice. She was smiley, smiley, and nicey, nicey, but she really pissed me off. And I just couldn't put my finger on it. And then I realized, oh, you're fake. You don't care at all. She used to have these little emotional breakdowns if she didn't get the validation. And what exposed her was her girlfriend was really ill. And she came in from work one day and she said, "How about me, though, and my feelings?" And I'm thinking, your girlfriend has got the full-blown flu. It could even be COVID. And I thought, and there we go. It was a tiny little, she exposed herself. She was selfish. She wasn't giving at all. She wasn't nicey nice. She needed validation. And it was abrasive for me. I was sitting there thinking the math ain't mathy and something just isn't adding up. And so I could have easily said and gone within and, "Oh, I'm so insecure. I don't like anybody. Oh my God, I'm so oversensitive." But really, sometimes we don't get to see the exposure. We don't get to see the snake's head, but we can feel it, right? So I always feel that when you get irritated and when you, have these breakdowns or have these moments where you kind of look and think, "God, is there something wrong with me?" Actually, you might just be picking something up and you might not have the evidence yet to logically process that. But don't always go like on yourself as if you're the problem, right? See it as a blessing. I always, any information is good information. Any conversation that I have is information. Any conversation that I have with spirit or with myself is information. Whenever I feel like, "Oh my God, this person's driving me mad, I don't know why." It's just that I haven't had the evidence to weigh it up, but I'm feeling it, right? So be okay with the emptiness. Be okay with the times in which you're having to be by yourself. It's been a couple of years, then it's been a couple of years. Believe me when I say this, there are a lot of unhappy people in unhappy marriages, in unhappy friendships, and unhappy families who are just being fake as, and they are miserable on the inside, and they are so lost and so disconnected from themselves, they don't even know why they're unhappy. And it's like, because you don't even want this life. Something will happen that will destroy that life because your inner guidance system is here to help you get to a point of evolution and happiness. It won't let you be unhappy for too long. It won't. So it will destroy things. So sooner rather than later, right? So trust yourself. All right, trust yourself. Never feel bad. And if you're having a period of destruction, we call it a tower moment in tarot, right? Where everything falls down, just let it go. Just let it go. And then enjoy the peace. And wait for the inspiration. Just sit there on the rubble of your life and just sit there and be like, okay, I just wait for the inspiration. The inspiration will come, it will kick in. You don't need to worry, all right? You're being guided all the time. But if you can get very comfortable with calm and quiet, then you'll hear it. You'll hear the voice within. You'll hear the whispers of the universe. And then you'll know which direction to go in, all right? So don't worry. Keep your chin up. Everything's going to be all right. All right? I love you. Always have, always will. So just stay nice and calm. All right? Be still. Be still.